The report, titled Inequality in Southern Africa, surveyed 164 countries. It found that race is the key driver of inequality in South Africa. According to the study, the white minority who benefited from apartheid, a system of segregation and economic exclusion that favored them, have the largest share of the economy due to their easy access to education and the labor market. This has been a benefit for a small number of people in high-paying jobs, while the majority are poorly paid. While many social economists agree with the World Bank report, others disagree. Gabriel Cruz is the head of campaigns at the South African Institute of Race Relations. He told VOA that unemployment and corruption are to blame for the gross inequality, not race.
A crony capitalist regime took root, which in this country is called state capture, in which a few wealthy elites, both in private business and in the public sector and in government directly, worked together hand in glove to rob poor South Africans.
However, Nikki Dlomo, a resident of Soweto in Johannesburg, says that she has no doubt that race is a major contributor to inequality in South Africa.
We as blacks, we are still where we were 25 years ago. Living conditions are hard. We have no water, no electricity, load sheddings every day. Unlike our fellow whites who have everything that they want. So I can say in South Africa, the wealth is still in the hands of the white people.
The report also established that there is a 38% pay gap between men and women with the same qualifications. Land ownership was also found to be a big contributor to the inequality, especially in rural areas. As a result, over 70% of South Africa's population is receiving some form of social assistance from the government. Cruz says a specific program to target inequality is needed.
Economic empowerment for the disadvantaged, to figure out who is disadvantaged and look directly at actual disadvantage. Using that system, South African businesses could be incentivized to help the poor, rather than, as is currently the case, where the incentives are to help people based on race, even if they are multimillionaires or billionaires.
The World Bank is urging countries like South Africa to strengthen the quality of social services and come up with policies that will address the land question and the distribution of wealth and provide equal access to opportunities. Other countries of Southern Africa, including Botswana, Eswatini, and Namibia, are also on the list of the top 15 most unequal countries. Tuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.